بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Abu Marra Ajali rahmatullah alayhi narrates that the bed of a person who retires to in a state of wudu and he engages in the dhikr, in the remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whilst upon it is regarded as a masjid, this person receives the reward of being engaged in dhikr and salah until he awakens. Subhanallah, respected elders and friends, there's only benefit upon benefit for us when we take the name of Allah Rabbul Alameen before we retire to bed, when we recite the various verses of the Quran Kareem which we had discussed, and inshallah by engaging in the remembrance of Allah prior to falling asleep, one receives the reward of being in the dhikr of Allah the whole night, long after one might have slept away as well. So whilst a person is relaxing, whilst a person is in a deep sleep, subhanallah, he has the opportunity to earn reward. And how can he earn this reward? By ensuring that he takes the name of Allah and he remembers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala before he sleeps. May Allah give us the understanding. Brothers, also reminded, the very, very important program after the Isha Salah by our honorable guest, Mulana Shafi Saruji Sahab Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ali, who is director and principal of Darul Ulum Zakaria, inshallah. Mulana will be speaking on a very important topic on self-reformation. There will be the dhikr and durood program as well, inshallah. Humble request for the brothers to benefit, inshallah, and pass on the message as well. Also, inshallah, tomorrow night after the Isha Salah, a pre-istima program for the professionals as well as the business people of our area, inshallah, will be taking place at Brother Ridwan Beg's place. Inshallah, let us pass the message around. And those brothers who are still interested, inshallah, in helping out and in assisting with the parking at the istima, inshallah, there is a list that has been put up on the board. Brothers are kindly requested to forward their names as well, inshallah. Jazakumullah.